USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's a chance Attorney General William Barr could release the conclusions of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report as early as Sunday. A senior Justice Department official says Mueller is not recommending any further indictment. Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz tells Fox News a lot of people in the media have egg on their face.
Some in the media should be looking at themselves in the mirror and say, we owe the American public an apology. There is no obstruction of justice. There is no unlawful collusion here. There is no treason. There is no impeachable offense. So fess up, folks. Admit you were wrong.
New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is apologizing after he was charged with two misdemeanor counts of soliciting prostitution last month. Kraft issued a statement that says he knows he hurt and disappointed his family, close friends, coworkers, and fans who rightfully hold him to a higher standard. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrim for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The combination of lower mortgage rates, more inventory, rising income, and higher consumer confidence have created a surge in home sales in the last month. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The report from the National Association of Realtors included single-family homes, townhouses, condominiums, and co-ops to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of $5.51 million last month. The median existing home price for all housing types was up 3.6% last month to $249,500. Officials at the National Association of Realtors said home buyers are returning to the market this spring, a prime time to purchase new homes.
Millions of disaster survivors could be at risk of identity theft. The Department of Homeland Security's watchdog agency says personal information, including home addresses and bank account numbers, was compromised when victims applied for housing relief with FEMA. All told, this affects about 2.3 million victims of Hurricane Harvey, Irma, and Maria. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Federal prosecutors are reportedly seeking deals with some of the wealthy parents charged in the college admission scandal. It's unclear which parents are getting the offer from the prosecutors or how many parents took part in the actual scam, but all of this has folks rethinking college and its usefulness and how much you should be paying to go to college. One thing is for sure, America's student loan crisis continues to climb as colleges and universities are charging more and more for students to attend school. Well, one school that isn't is Purdue University. Former Republican governor and now president of Purdue, Mitch Daniels, says he had an innovative idea when he became president on a way to keep children from graduating college with tons of debt.
When I arrived, I just asked the question, why don't we start trying to adjust our spending to our students' families' budgets and not expecting them to adjust their budgets to our spending? So far, so good. We're finishing our sixth year of no tuition increase. We've promised at least two more, and over that time, we have reduced the cost of room, board, and books, so it'll be less expensive to attend Purdue in 2021 in nominal unadjusted dollars than it was in 2012. Consequently, student debt is falling, and a record percentage of our students left last year with zero debt. That's the starting point on this very serious problem you're talking about.
Please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.